Welcome back to the Panther Press Podcast. I'm Sarah Issa, and today we're here with part two of our series where we will be getting a behind-the-scenes look at Tech Week and Show Days for the Griffith Theatre Company's upcoming spring musical, Annie. If you missed part one where we discuss auditions and the final cast, make sure to check it out. I'll begin by talking to some of the cast to see how they're preparing for the show. Then I'll sit down with Mr. Graff, the set and stage director, to see what it takes to put on a show behind the stage. Hey guys, I'm here with some of the cast of the Griffith Theatre Company's spring musical, Annie. Can you guys please introduce yourselves and your roles?
Hi, my name is Paige Hale. I'm in 10th grade. I play the role of Miss Hannigan, who is basically the owner of the orphanage that Annie comes from.
I am Sam Wilson. I'm in grade 11. I've been in the GTC for 3 years now, and I am Drake in Annie, and I play the role of a butler for Warbucks.
Hi, I'm Julia Gonzalez. I'm a senior. I've been in the GTC for 5, 6 years, whatever it's been since 7th grade. And then I play Grace, who is the secretary for Mr. Warbucks.
Hi, I'm Destiny Magania. I'm in 12th grade, and I've been in the GTC for the past 5 years, since 7th grade, like Julia. And I am playing Annie, which is the orphan who gets chosen by the Warbucks household, I guess. And yeah, she's on her quest to find her parents.
So could you guys give me a run through of what Tech Week looks like for you guys?
It looks like exhaustion, to be honest.
Yeah, just drama.
This is really tiring.
Yeah, it's just a lot of long nights. Mm-hmm.
I think Tech Week is just putting the whole show back together to the best of our abilities into like perfecting the show to see what it can be.
Yeah, it's like a full run through, then you eat, then you finally leave.
Yeah, we basically all spend our lives in that theater for all of Tech Week.
For a week.
So what are some of your favorite and least favorite parts of these 2 weeks?
Favorite part is the yummy food we get at the end.
My least favorite part is just the time that we get out, because it's very like constricting to what you can do outside of drama. You're like only doing that.
Another good part too is being able to spend time with the people in the cast, because I feel like then we all get closer by the end of it by all going through a traumatic 2 weeks. And then, but then again, like time and like energy that you have to put into it every week and every day kind of sucks.
Yeah, but it is satisfying seeing the show fully come together. I think my favorite part is like the last few days we get to see it all come into fruition. It's like, yeah, Annie.
Annie. Well, that leads me into, how do you guys manage your school life and your outside life and your drama life? How is that?
I think one of the hardest parts about it is that you are literally going to be at the school all day. Like, you are here, like, sunrise to sundown, pretty much. And so it's just, you have to manage your time in school really well, as well as rehearsal, because in your downtime, you're probably used to like having more free time at home. So in your downtime at school, you think, oh, you can talk to your friends and everything like that. But it's a lot of, oh no, I actually have to get this homework done because I won't have time to later.
Being in drama, you were having like 12 to 13 hour days from 7:30 to like 8:30. So it's mainly just realizing like what you can, at what point of time you can do what tasks you need to do. And outside of schoolwork and just like your average fun that you have as a kid, it's kind of difficult before, but the only time that you're really able to do it is like before a show or like the weekends when there isn't practice.
I just think it's the name of the game really is time management, like Destiny said, because if you can't find time to do what you need to do or like do what you want to do in between the times of that you have to be at school and then straight into having to be in the auditorium, you are going to have a really, really hard time without like through your grades and through your like mental health and everything. So you have to make sure you're balancing everything like correctly.
Yeah, I'd always try to like get a little bit of homework done in the off moments I have during the show, but we always find a way to get through it, so.
I think that definitely what suffers the most is my family life. I don't see my family very much during shows. But yeah.
Okay, guys. Lastly, why should people come see your show?
Because it's awesome. Why wouldn't you come see it?
I think that there's been a lot of hard work put into it, and we've been working just really hard on it, and I think it's good, so.
I think, like Julia said, the amount of time and energy that has been allocated towards, like, this production will be displayed from, like, how it is. So I think that everyone should come and see it, because Annie's a good musical, and yeah.
Yeah, so come see Annie this weekend. Make sure to tell all your friends and family. It is $9 admission at the door, so.
April 21st. We'll 22nd and 23rd.
Yeah. We hope you enjoy.
Well, thank you guys so much for letting me interview you guys, and we can't wait to see the show.
Today I'm here with Mr. Graff, the set and stage director for the GTC. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jim Graff. I am the ceramics teacher here at Griffith High School, and I'm also the set and technical director for all the school's drama productions.
So what do you have to do to prepare... for such a big show like this one?
For a show like this, I meet with Miss Parker and I discuss with her what she wants built set-wise. I'll make out a few sketches and order a bunch of lumber and we start building.
So what are some of your favorite and least favorite parts from a director's standpoint?
I enjoy working with drama. I enjoy... the craft of building and carpentry. I would say the least favorite part is time away from home.
Yeah.
There's a lot of long hours spent working with drama. Other than that, it's pretty rewarding and I do enjoy it.
So how does your schedule look like when we do have a show coming up? Like, how long does it take to prepare? When do you start, and when do you start sketching everything out and building?
Usually, once we get the rights to the script, I'll start thinking of ideas and I'll talk with Miss Parker, try to get her, you know, thoughts about what her direction is, where she wants to go with scenes, and get a general idea of what the set's supposed to look like, and then I'll start working on some sketches, and then I'll start ordering materials, and we'll start building. Usually I try to build on the weekends so that we can have the entire stage to work with and we're not getting in the way of all the actors and so forth.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Graff, and we can't wait to see the final set. Thank you so much to the cast and Mr. Graff for letting us step into your shoes for a day. If you're interested in seeing the show, it will be on April 21st to the 22nd at 7 p.m. and Sunday the 23rd at 3 p.m. If you want to check out any of our other podcasts, you can go to the Panther Press website. Thank you guys for listening.